Moms Podcast.
Welcome back.
Yes. Episode 78. I do mind it. How you doing, bro?
Oh, I'm living, man. Chilling. How y'all doing?
Good. Yeah. I feel like this is something that, like, should have already happened. Just, like, through the last year and everything. Because you've already done a freestyle and everything.
It's been a while since the freestyle. It's been, like, a year almost.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. No, but, yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on either way. Like, you know, I know y'all are busy. A whole bunch of shit's been going on, so.
Yeah.
It just kind of happened, and it's perfect timing right now, too.
Exactly. So. I always try to think, everything happens as it needs to. And you just dropped your LP, so, like, what better time to come chat, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, yeah. I appreciate you guys.
No, but there's a lot that I wanna uncover here. are you from here?
Yeah, actually, born and raised.
From this area or just from Florida?
And in Naples specifically.
Damn, word.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 28, I think. Yeah, I just turned 28 this past month.
Word.
So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
How do you like it here?
Dude, I mean, you know, like everybody. Everybody kind of has, like, a thing with, like, their hometown. Like, everybody's just, like, you know, kind of wants to get out of there, I feel like, or at least for me. I love Naples. I love the community. Just there are certain people, like, the demographic here is, like, pretty difficult.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I will say about it. I mean, Naples is awesome, beautiful place to live. It's like paradise, you know? But I just feel like I've been here for a while. I kind of want to live somewhere else, like, to be honest with y'all. Like,
yeah,
it's nice, but, like, you know, I'm looking to, yeah, go out west again, I think.
True.
Yeah. But it is beautiful. It, like, you know, it'll always be, like, a home to me, and I'm definitely going to buy a house here and, like, you know what I mean? Just always have a place to come back and, like, kick it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Your family's here,
because
huh?
I do love the city, you know what I mean? And, like, yeah, exactly. My family's here, you know? Like, I have tons of friends, tons of people here that I know, and, like, you know. So I will always have love for the city. I can't really bash it like that. It's just, like, location-wise, as far as, like, scenery. Like, I would love to get out and be in the mountains, something like that.
Yeah,
you know, I'm the type of person that loves to hike and, like, loves to be outdoors in nature. Like, the beach is awesome, too. But, I don't know. There's something about the mountains. And
I feel that.
You know, I used to live in Santa Fe, and that was right south of Colorado. So I was in Colorado a lot. So I'm pretty sure that's the next move that I'm going to do. Wanted it to be this year, but we'll see because of everything that's going on, you know?
Yeah. How long were you there?
I was there for, like, 2 years. I was selling cars out there. I didn't really have time to do much else because I was selling cars, like, 60, 70 hours a week. But, you know, it was chilling. Like, you know, I did escape when I could, and I got to do a lot of, like, dealer trades. So I got to drive, you know, nice cars and, like, you know, go drop it off at people's houses in Colorado or wherever. I got to go skiing and... You know what I mean? So that was cool, like, hot springs and shit like that. So definitely a beautiful place. If you guys haven't been to Santa Fe, New Mexico, you should definitely check it out. A lot of culture there.
Hell yeah.
So I'd love to. Was that your first time living out of Florida? Was that time period?
Yeah, out of Florida, yeah.
Would you say that did anything to, like, your, like, outlook on things, living in another state like that?
Oh, definitely. Definitely getting... I would just encourage anybody that's lived in one place their whole life to just... travel, or like anybody in general to just travel. I mean, I'm not saying anything because I haven't been anywhere, but, you know, to the places I have been, you know, I loved just because it's something new, like always taking in like new scenery and like, you know, you always learn something about yourself, I feel like, and about nature. You have more of an appreciation for just people and like, so it's just cool. Like,
yeah. And seeing the different cultures too, even just state to state, like so many, especially country to country, but like state to state, you can see such differences in like you said, the people.
For sure. We're definitely a melting pot. You know, every state is totally different. I want to get out to Utah. I've been seeing like some of my homies, like riding jet skis out there.
What?
It looked sick. Like, I don't know, kind of just like everything was like gray, kind of like stone. Like mountainous, I don't know, it just looked weird, but you know, I want to check that out too. But yeah, I don't know, man. You guys ever been anywhere? Have you guys been out of the country?
No,
I've never been out. I want to go out of the country so bad, but I never have. I lived in Pennsylvania for a couple years, but that was my only, other than like traveling and like vacation type stuff, this is the only place out of Florida I've ever lived, but it taught me a whole lot.
What part of Pennsylvania?
It was an hour south of Pittsburgh, a place called Manesson.
That's what's up.
Cool. Yeah, it is pretty sick. And like just seeing the environment change, you know, because, like, I love Florida. Like you said, I love the beaches, swampy, like, like, wild, too, but something so much different about, like, forest, you know what I mean? Like, you don't see forest here. Like, you, forest is up there, you know what I mean? Like, type shit where, like, if you went camping, you could get lost and, like, not come back, you know?
Yeah.
And it's scary, it's intimidating, but, like, it's humbling, you know? And it's, like, so fun. Definitely. And I unfortunately didn't get to hike a whole lot while I was out there. I think I went on one trail, but it's super cold, but super still, snowy, you know, and I was busy working too, so
for sure.
Didn't get a whole lot of outings.
But it's understandable, but you know, one day, you know. And like, man, I'm trying to go to like Switzerland, bro. I'm trying to go to Geneva specifically. I want to go check that shit out. I hear that's pretty sweet over there. Or like, you know, just really anywhere. Ireland would be cool too.
Some of those small European countries I've always been interested in. Like Denmark is a country that I've looked at and been like, Copenhagen, Denmark seems like a dope ass place. Just like so small and like simple, you know? More simple than the United States of America as a country.
Right.
I'd want to experience it.
Simple.
When you were growing up in Naples, what were some of your like go-to hobbies and stuff as a kid?
Growing up in Naples, bro. I mean, I played sports a lot. I mean, basketball for sure. Like, I was involved in basketball from, like, first grade on, I would say. So that definitely kept me, like, busy, like, over the summer. I was involved in, like summer camp counseling and things like that. So I had to just, you know, have a lot of responsibilities because my mom was always working. So she was like, yeah, you got to go do something, find something to do, you know. So it was mainly that, sports. Played a lot of cards and shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just play video games and shit, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, everyday shit, you know?
You play Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yes, Yu-Gi-Oh. Dude, I went to tournaments, I was actually about to say.
No way.
Dude, when I was, like, 11. Oh, yeah.
So, did you get into any other, like magic or anything like that? Were you
No, my friends have been trying to get me into magic, like, still. Like, I got some homies at Whole Foods that are like, magic, bro, you gotta come play magic together. And I'm like, bro, I gotta get a deck. So... I haven't tried it though. It looked sick. Like, pretty much like an advanced version of that. Like,
yeah.
So it'd be more fun, you know? Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Was our game as kids too. Yeah. We didn't really like play Pokemon cards or Magic or anything like that, but we were heavy on Yu-Gi-Oh!
For sure. For sure. I collected a lot of Pokemon cards, but I didn't really play the game. You know what I mean? But I got like a binder.
You still have them?
Yeah, I got the Pokemon cards, man. Yeah.
Have you looked at them in a while?
I just pulled them out because I was trying to get them appraised because I was like, oh, maybe I got a few that, you know.
Yeah. Any first editions?
I bought a couple cases and like, dude, I don't think so. I got like a few like holographic cards and shit. They're dope. Like probably worth a couple hundred, like maybe some of them, but a couple Japanese cards.
You might have first editions because, dude, I was looking back at like I texted him because like he has like Yu-Gi-Oh cards that we have from back in the day. Shit. And they're basically all first edition because we were getting them when they was
from
just
the packs,
when the
game
was new,
right when it
know?
Came out. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I've been trying to get my hands on like first edition Pokemon cards too because the value now is just going up because Logan Paul made a video and now they're just skyrocketing, dude, about them.
Yeah,
definitely.
And it's crazy as an adult, like other than that aspect, like the actual value of what you've like had as a kid. As an adult, it's crazy looking at those games now because. Especially Magic for like the art aspect. Every little card is like a little piece of art, you know what I mean?
That was beautiful,
the,
man.
The design of those cards. I look at old Yu-Gi-Oh cards and I'm just like, I'm so glad I have a holographic fucking shiny version of this because this is beautiful right here.
It's dope, man. Yeah, it's just the memory too that goes along with it and you're just like, man, like I remember when I used to fucking pull this card out and like you know, whomp some fucking people. Like, you know what I mean? Just pull out a fucking Blue Eyes or some shit.
And we would never go to like official tournaments and like in at game shops or anything, but between friends, we would like all get together we all had our like signature decks and stuff. I had my Elemental Hero cards and like, whenever you'd like have your moment and play your card, it was like, such a cool feeling.
Definitely, man. That's what's up. Yeah, I mean, N64 too. I mean, like, shout out to N64. I played a lot of Smash, you know what I mean? And fucking Mario Kart and stuff like that, you know. But I don't know, was always on that, reading and shit, like for school. And like, you know, had to read a lot of like, I don't know, just weird like gothic novels and shit like that. So I got into like Dracula and like Frankenstein and shit like that. And
hell yeah,
I don't know, just shit like that, bro.
Classic. Yeah. When did music come in?
Music is kind of always been there. I mean, I didn't start writing my own shit until maybe, like, I can't even remember writing anything in high school, to be honest with you. Like, I remember rapping a lot and just, you know, I remember, like, memorizing people's lyrics like it was nothing and, like, rapping shit and being like, yo, I could, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I should write something, but it never really came to me. And then I got into college and, like, I don't know. So, maybe started writing when I was 18. And then, like, but going back to, like, maybe 6 years old, I was in my church choir. You know what I mean? And then, like, in high school, I did, like, chorus and shit like that. Got to travel a little bit for that. So that was kind of cool. Been writing since I was, like, 17. So maybe, like, 10, 11 years now. And then I've been recording for, like, 5 years, 6 years.
Sick. At the time of, before you said you were writing your own stuff and you just memorizing, like, other people's verses and rapping and stuff, who in particular were you looking at that time as, like, your role models or inspirations?
Honestly, bro, I remember going to the library because computers had just been a thing and, like, I was getting, like, Notorious B.I.G., Outkast, and, like, I loved Linkin Park too, so like I had to get in some like Linkin Park and shit like that. But I remember getting those and like trying to burn those onto my computer and shit for like the library and then like returning them. I'm like, hell yeah, like got some fucking free music, fuck it. Who else did I listen to? Black Eyed Peas I listened to. I listened to like honestly like Michael Jackson and like Red Hot Chili Peppers. I kind of listened to like a lot of rock.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of other stuff, but like I love hip hop, you know. Like I do, you know, I love listening to a whole bunch of different types of hip hop, but it's just like growing up, it was just not like so much hip hop. Like, you know, it's the classics. Like, I love Tribe Called Quest, Notorious B.I.G., and like Tupac and fucking Outkast. Like, that was who I listened to, and then like it slowly progressed into like new school stuff. Like, I'm trying to think about, like, the first album that I was like, yo. Like, maybe when I was in high school or just graduated high school, I remember listening to Acid Rap, Chance the Rapper. Yeah. And that was when I was really like, yo, I wanna fucking rap. Like, that shit sounds so dope. Like,
yeah. I don't know. And the way he has, I mean, everyone you mentioned does this, but, like, the way he just had fun with words and that, and Acid Rap and stuff, you know, just, like, the way he writes his verses, I just feel like it's a little different, you know what I mean?
For sure. But, like, I mean, even though he's not old school, you know, but I gather influence from, like, a lot of different people, you know? It's not just that. Sometimes I'll just be, like, listening to, like, jazz or, like, music with no words, you know, just because you need time to think and, like, you know what I mean? Like, I love chill hop music. That's probably
Do you listen to, like, favorite, that lo-fi, like...
Yeah, I love chill hop music. Like, if I could just make a whole album with chill hop beats, like, I would totally do that. So, I'm looking for, like, producers, but I'm looking to, like, work with people that want to make a whole album or some shit, like, you know? So, I'm starting to, like, branch out to people on Instagram and, like, you know, talk to people and be like, yo, let's work on a project. I got other people hitting me up, too. So, it's just a matter of finding, like, the right person to work with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the right relationship. Mm-hmm. Have you through all the you said you listen to rock a lot and whatnot, have you ever dabbled in other music genres, or have you pretty much been hip-hop as far as like the stuff you have made over the years?
It's pretty much been hip-hop. Like, I would love to branch out. I mean, for a little bit, like 2019, I was looking for a band. I wanted to do Tiny Desk concert submissions and stuff like
that.
It's really, really hard. I don't know if y'all have tried to start a band, but it's really fucking hard.
I can only imagine.
Like, damn, bro. My life is already crazy. Like, my head's already got a million things going on at one time. So, like, for me to organize myself and then organize five other people was just, like, it was tough. But it was fun. Like, we got a few good jam sessions in, and I was like, dude, I don't know. It's just easier to rap. Like, it's easier to work with, like, a producer and, like, go in the studio.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's hard to rely on people, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, to be honest, like, I'm not trying to, like, be like that, but it's just...
No, I feel
that. And it's like you said, even just looking for a producer is kind of hard. You got to, like, really pick and choose, like, what sounds you like, what kind of personalities are going to mesh well together. And with a band, you have that times, like, four or five or whatever. Mm-hmm. And not to mention scheduling. You all got to get together to practice.
For sure. But, I mean, it's fun. So you end up working with, like, a bunch of different people, which is great. You know what I mean? I'm actually looking to work with, like, some more people in the city. It's just been, I don't know. I've just been kind of, like, solo. You know what I mean? Just kind of isolated. I don't know what it is. Just been doing my thing. You know what I mean?
But this is the time for it. This is the year for it, for sure. But
I feel like, yeah, if anybody wants to collab, like, just, you know, hit me up, man. Like, I'll work with whoever, bro. Like, I don't care.
That leads me, what's your take on the music scene around here? Like, the city and just, like, the overall environment of creatives? Like, what's your take on it from your perspective?
Where are you guys posting this? No, I'm just kidding.
And you can be honest.
It's hard. It's really weird. There's a lot of circles. Like, it's like a big giant web, and then there's like interlinking, you know, little clicks that you have, and it's like, I feel like it's a lot of putting friends on instead of like really like people are saying like they want to like help the community and like help like put on shows, which I've seen a lot more of. I can't really bash, you know what I'm saying? But I still see a lot of clickiness going on, and it's like, bro, why don't we all just work together towards like a common goal and like everybody,
you know, work on a
collaborative, like, you know, album or something like that. I've seen like a lot of things where like I've tried to work with people and it's just like falls through. I'm like, you know, I mean, I don't know what it is. Getting shows places is tough. Hip hop shows like in Southwest Florida is tough, but we managed to do it and like put it on. So that's fucking dope. I haven't been like as active in the community as I probably should have, but you know, it's just, I don't know. It's tough, man. Just like being able to like go up on stage and do the whole thing is crazy, bro. Like, I don't even know. Like, shit is nuts, dude.
Yeah, getting a crowd is tough, because there's so, like, sometimes there's some nights where like one person has something going on, but there's also like six other people in the same like kind of Southwest Florida, like these couple of towns around here doing something that night. So like there's only
it's tough because it's the same people that come out a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like you want to go and you want to expand and you want to network, and then it's like, what happens when like you go and you know everybody that's going up, and then you're friends with everybody on Instagram, and then the circle kind of just, you know, stays right here, you know? But I feel like in order to break that chain, you gotta like expand and branch out too, you know? And like maybe like when somebody branches out, like, you know, you put some people on. Like, I'm looking to like go and put some like shows together, but like I want to do it around here, but also, you know, through the state. So yeah. start spreading like shows throughout the state, and like maybe like get a couple venues that are up in like St. Pete or like up near Orlando and things like that. Just because I think that we all need to like really work together, and if you can create connections with people that are in other cities, then, you know, we have other like plenty of artists that are here. So like you just put on people that go into another city, all of a sudden all those fans that are potential fans for us down here are, you know, now new fans, and then all the artists that live in the other city that, you know, didn't have, you know, all our fans have new fans. Like, and that's what I really wanted to start doing. And I put out like this winter Spitters Fest, like maybe last year.
At Ollie's, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I was talking to the owner, and we wanted to start doing it like once a month or once every couple of months. And what I'm trying to get started is just like this contest kind of thing where I'll have like maybe five artists per show, like line up for a contest, and everybody like throws in at the door. It's like $5, whatever, at the door. But like, you know, you have like your top three people get money, and like, you know, it's like not no consultation or whatever, like friendly competition, but I do it every month, you know, and just a way for like people to like make money. But I wanted to throw one show and like see how it would go and like see if people would show up. And I mean, it was a pretty decent turnout. Like, I mean, it wasn't too bad. So like, I'm hoping now that COVID's kind of like settled in, that people are going to stop being like so scared. Like, that's the main thing. Like, that's the next thing is like, are people going out? Like, do you guys go out? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's tough. Me personally, I haven't really been out to like events like that and stuff, but
right. Yeah.
It's just been tough. Weird. Not that I wouldn't. It's not that I wouldn't. Like, I guess it's just been weird. I don't know.
I feel like, because there's still hella people going out, like, from what I see.
For sure.
Like, the young, especially, like, the college kids and stuff, they don't, no masks, no anything. They're all out doing their normal thing, because, like, if shit ain't locked down, they're out, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it, but I don't really know what this, like, next year will look like as far as that goes, because I think it's not going to go away, you know, like, all this stuff is going to linger and, like, whatever, but but the younger people, I mean, it might be a matter of, like, I'm not as at risk, or I got my vaccine, right. So I'm going to continue on as usual, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know what'll go on as far as, like, lockdown or anything like that. Hopefully, like, not another lockdown, but...
Well, we're in the probably the best place to be for all this shit going down. Like,
yeah.
You know, where the big money is, especially Southwest Florida. Bro, I mean, if there is a lockdown, I mean, you know, everybody has curfews at 10, but everything closes at 10, so, you know.
Yeah.
Not that big a deal for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I went out a few times, and I've seen just, you know, everybody carrying on like normal, which is straight, but then you get this new wave of COVID and shit like that, and it's like, do you go out, do you not? Like, I want to perform so bad, and like, I've gone out a couple times, but then I go out, start to feel a little run down, I'm like, yo, is it COVID, is it not? You gotta get tested.
Yeah.
You get tested, I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. It's just fucking cold, like, holy shit, like, luckily I haven't had it yet, you know what I'm saying, but had some close calls, people that like, you know, and you're like, oh shit, this is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. Like, then you start to worry, and like, Then, you know, I'm a stoner too. So, like, every time you fucking take a hit of weed, you go into Publix and you're shopping around, you start getting a cough. People are like, yo,
get out. It. Yeah.
What is this guy doing right here? So, you know, it's tough. But I'm hoping that people are going to start to, you know, come back out and things like that. We'll get some shows going. I haven't been to a lot of things, but like I said, I'm not involved in, like, social media is so much to the point where, like, scrolling, like, I'll scroll, but I'm like, why am I, like, subconsciously, I'm like, why am I scrolling? I, like, exit out of it, I'm like, put my phone down, you know, continue with what I'm doing, but it's like, it's almost like an ADD or, like, this, like, circle of thought where you, like, check your phone.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you phone. Have your cycle of apps.
It's, and you gotta, like, step back from it and be like, yo, whoa, man. That shit's crazy. So I try not to stay on social media. I'll post shit here and there, but like, it's tough. And then people want you to, like, you know, share everything, right? So you gotta share, you gotta be active in the community. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's not that I don't want to be active in the community or like that I don't appreciate everybody and their artwork that they do. It's just like, bro, social media is just a monster that for me, like the mental capacity that I have, I'm like, It's too many vibes on there that it's like, it's hard for me to get on there a lot.
I feel that, dude. Yeah. I actually, a couple days ago, I put timers on some of my apps. The ones that I'll unlock my phone. It's like mindless. I'll unlock my phone, Facebook, scroll, 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 notification.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, scroll, 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 notification, messages. And like, just in a cycle. And then sometimes once I'm done with the like couple of apps, back to Facebook, scroll, scroll, scroll. And I'm like, what am I doing?
That's so how
I
they put do it.
Time limits so that like, it'll close out the app and be like, nope, time's up. And I'm like, okay, no more Facebook today. I had to post stuff today, but whatever, you know? So that way I have to limit it to like, I have 20 minutes for Facebook today. I have to post the City of Palms clip and like whatever. So that'll be my time to do my sharing, do my social media presence or whatever. And then you got to get out of it because it's like a trap, dude. It's like a little vortex.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, bro.
And that's why I'm so glad that like people like us, I mean, others aren't as fortunate, but, like, I'm glad I haven't had to rely on things like events for, like, my livelihood, because that shit is stressful right now. Like, that, it's unpredictable right now, and it's, like, as much as I want to be out there and, like, seeing people like you perform, I don't know exactly what it's going to look like this year, but luckily, people like you can sit in your room and, like, you know, do things not in the public, grinding on your craft and, like, putting out new music and other people working on paintings and, like, you know, I feel like all of us kind of need to have that thing that we can just go away for a bit and do if we have to, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Because we don't know what this year is going to look like.
Absolutely. What do they say about the three hobbies that you should have? One that makes you money, one that makes you happy, and then one that's like your career or some shit. Or like one that's your, I don't know what the third one is.
One that keeps you healthy.
Healthy.
One that makes you money and one that makes you happy.
Yes,
is that what it is?
That's the three. Healthy, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, that's for sure. That's key right there. And then you got the organization, you got the 30 minutes on your fucking apps, dude. Man, I gotta get that. I gotta get a timer for my apps, man.
Set that shit. When'd you start doing that?
A couple days ago. Because I realized, December calls it doom scrolling. Like, she'll be talking, and I'm just, like, sitting there scrolling, and she's like, bro, you're doom scrolling. And I'm like, you're right, you're right, you're right. And I like put it away. Yeah, you know, you need people to check you sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard when you're trying, if you're not just like an everyday person, if you're like trying to promote something you're doing or like help others promote their things, you want to help. It's like out of goodness you're wanting to do this, or like out of hustle you want to share your stuff to everyone. But like, it's dangerous.
It is. It is. It's a fine line. Mm-hmm. And it's all about balance, though. That's what my girl keeps telling me. Life's all about the balance. I'm a little Libra over there. But yeah, man. It's just crazy, crazy times. But I wanted to put this out because I've been sitting on fucking music for a minute, bro. And I don't know, I just like, I haven't put out an album in like 3 years. So like, I was like, fuck it, you know, might as well do something. So yeah, this is like a collaborative effort. Like I've recorded, it's like a lot of roughs, believe it or not. Like a lot of these songs like are not finished. And like, not to say like that, they're finished, but there's always something that where you're reminiscing, and you're like, damn, like I want to add this, or like I want to put this in here, like yeah, this could use like a little something else. And then like it's recorded at three different places too, so it's like kind of crazy. Like I went to the facility to record some of it. I was working with Eddie Rock for a little bit of that. Shout out to Eddie. So that was dope. And then I worked with Andre Dean. I don't know if you guys know Andre.
Andre DeSaint.
Andre Dean.
I feel like I've heard that name, Andre Dean.
He goes by, his Instagram name is Dramo. I don't even know how to spell it, but
it rings a bell.
I tagged him in my shit, but you'd know him if you saw him. He's been around. And then at my house too, like, you know what I mean? Like some of those songs were just recorded at my house, and like I'm like mixing and shit, like, you know, just figuring shit out, you know? Because I'm like, I know like, you know, the writing aspect now, like doesn't take me nearly as long as it used to. So now I'm like trying to focus in on like, what do I really want to do now? Like, what do I want to do next? Like, and I've tried producing. Producing's like a whole nother monster. I don't know if y'all tried that, but yeah, that shit is crazy. And like, I have the ear for it, but I just like putting everything together is like, I don't know, I'm impatient, I think.
Yeah. It's tedious. But scientific shit.
Like I, for me, I'd rather mix and like make something sound better. So like that, I enjoy the shit out of like mixing like recordings and like, you know what I mean? Doing that and like adding things in and like different effects and shit like that. Like I love doing that. Like I can spend hours doing that. So I think that's my next like kind of path. I want to just start mixing, maybe mixing for other people, like recording people in my house. Like I know a lot of people are like charging and stuff, and like I'm hearing like the mix quality. I'm like, bro, I do better than that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, damn, like maybe I should just start mixing people and shit. But like, I'm not at the point where I feel like I want to like charge people or anything like that. But damn, man, like there's some money to be made. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I believe in making money doing what you love. So like, I don't feel any shame in like, you know, trying to make money off of what I do. Like that's not what it's about. You know, for me, like obviously I started out like loving everything, but I just feel like at a certain point, like, you know, you got to make that flip. And if people are like, gonna hate about that, then I think that's a little ridiculous. Cause like at the end of the day, everybody wants to make money. At the end of the day, everybody needs to make money to make a living. And like, literally like, that's all I would ask for is like for people to appreciate, listen to music, and then me be able to fucking do what I do, live life, fucking do what I love, make fucking music. Like that's the dream right there. Like if I could just like pay my bills and like break even, like that would be nice. And I'm getting there, you know what I'm saying? Like got a little bit of royalty in the fucking DistroKid or whatever the fuck, you know? So
feels good.
It's getting there. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's not shit, but you know, just that little bit is like cool. I'm like just appreciative of like how far I've come, and like, you know what I mean? Nobody can take that shit away. It's like it's been like years, like 10 years that I've been like working on shit. So like I'm finally to a point where I can feel like comfortable with what I'm doing. So I'm really excited for like the next album. Like this is still like old, like some of this is like old me. I feel like like half of this album is like some like working towards the new shit. Half of it is like old me. Like I just went through like this, I don't know, like this mental like breakpoint / transformation period. And like it sounds, you know, cliche or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like 'cause everybody has their time that they go through, you know. You gotta do the self-reflection thing.
Yeah,
I try to do that like every day, but it's hard because like I overthink all the time. So but like yeah, man, like I just had like this turning point where I was like, you know what, fuck this shit. Like I'm gonna try and be happy. Like be like, every day is gonna be like a good day, you know what I'm saying? Like there's no other way to like be, You know, you got, I don't know, like, I spent a lot of time being, like, depressed, sad as fuck, and it comes out in some of the music, like, and I still have my days where I'm, like, just, you know, you wake up and you're just like, nope, ain't trying to do this shit today, but, like, mm-hmm. you still keep pushing, you know what I mean, because it's, like, at the end of the day, it's not worth it to, like, you know, end your life or whatever. Like, I've contemplated suicide, too, like, it's just not worth it, you know, yeah. and, like, to anybody out there that's, like, going through it, like, you know, it's just not worth it, you know? Mm-hmm. Just have a good day, you know? Enjoy. Smoke some fucking weed.
Yeah.
Like, be happy, you know what I'm saying?
And yeah. what I've been trying to remember anytime there's a point like that in your day or your week or whatever where you're just like, bro, this is hard, man. Like, you get up for work and, like, the days where you are thinking, like, I cannot go to work today. Like, how am I going to do this? And you just have to, like, do it. And it's like, I think I was listening to something from, like, David Goggins or something, and he was saying, like, at those moments, I mean, he does shit, like, runs. I don't know if you know David Goggins, but, like, he's a crazy, like, Navy SEAL, like...
Dude, he'll run, like, hundreds of miles.
Yeah, and so he says, like, when he's in the middle of it, he feels like he's gonna die. Like, he feels like he's gonna die because right. of how much he's exerting his body, and he just tells himself, like, I can't quit right now because, like, everything I've done up to this point got me right here, and, like, this is the moment right now. And it's, like, every... part of your life is like that, where it's if you wake up for your shift in the morning or whatever little thing it is, everything you've done up to now got you there and, like, got you to this choice where it's like, okay, I got to get up to go to work now, and it's going to be hard as hell, but you can't just give up, you know what I'm saying? Especially like the ultimate giving up of, like, ending it all. You just got to think sometimes, like, everything that's happened led you to right now, and right. it's like you can only go up, you know, you can only go forward, and definitely. It's like, and you just got to really think about what forward is going to be, or what you want it to be, really, you know?
That's right.
Did you want to take a break before we keep going, talking about the album and stuff?
Yeah.
Alright, we'll take a quick break, reset the cameras, enjoy the ads in the meantime, and we'll be right back for part two.
Hey.
What do you use? Do you use Logic?
I just got Logic. I was using GarageBand for a while. But yeah, I got Logic.
Yeah. It's a nice upgrade, isn't it?
So nice.
I like how it was, like, similar functions, so it's like not much, like, definitely. All the keyboard shortcuts are the
just
same,
kind of a bunch of stuff added to it, yeah. So it made it a really, really easy transition, smooth transition. I like Logic a lot. A lot of people were trying to get me onto Ableton, which was cool. I like the MIDI controller, though, was a lot. I was like, damn, like, it looks fire. I'm just like, I'm gonna work my way into it, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I really want to get what is it, Pro Tools? No.
I think that is something,
Pro Tools? I'm pretty sure that's... That one, I think it's like a monthly subscription for that. But I really want to try and get into that. That's pretty nice there. I don't know. But Logic's straight. Like, I'm loving it. I got, like, a Rode microphone, you know? Yeah. I just been rocking with it. It's nice.
Yeah.
But in the corner of my room, I ain't got no, like... I don't have a phone protector or, like, foam on the walls or anything like that. So it's just... We just straight vibing, you know what I mean? But it's cool. I like it.
So are you using any of the plugins that they have on it for compressing or like?
Yeah, like I like compression a lot when I want to like brighten up my voice. Like compression is fucking dope. I try to use that. I was trying to use this like Evocoder or something like that. Like, I don't know. I think it's something like a vocoder or something. I don't know. Some weird shit that I was like looking up, and I wanted to try some weird shit. It makes you sound like pretty much like this, like a robot in the middle of fucking like outer space. You know what I mean? It's this, mm-hmm. this kind of like weird filter. So I was trying to fuck with that. Like I think Travis Scott uses it a lot and like some other people, but it was kind of cool. So like, I don't know. I'm fucking with plugins. I love compression though. And, like I love the, like just putting a filter on my voice, like sounding like I'm like calling through a telephone. Like that's probably one of my favorite fucking, like things to fucking throw on there, but yeah man, it's dope.
Yeah, that's cool. I gotta get better with it. It's been a work in progress for me, just trying to produce and stuff like that, make beats. It's funny that you said, like, you asked us if we'd try producing and it was hard. I'm thinking, yeah, because last episode we have a highlight clip like sectioned out where I'm talking about how difficult it is because I have this vision of what I want the beat to sound like. And getting it there is a whole nother fucking story.
It definitely is. But you have a vision. You like, at least you know what you want it to sound like, so you can just sit there. Like, it's the patience thing, man. Like, mm-hmm. like I said, like, kudos to, like, any producer out there, because it's, like, that is some that's some patience that you need.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I got to take breaks. I sit around, like, I do laps in my fucking room. Like, I'm just like, all right, cool. Got to get a drink. Like, all right, let's get back to it. You know?
You got to do something.
But yeah, it's fun though. Like, you know, you just get kind of like lost in it, you know, and like being able to say, yo, I created this is like the coolest thing, you know, I would assume. So like, I've only made minimal, like small shit, you know what I mean? I've never released any like of the beats that I made, but you know, it's getting there.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you.
For sure.
There
with you. That's what's up, man. And like, I just think that like producing is just, I don't know, just different, man. Like something that I really want to get into. I'm trying to get a couple of different people like in the city, like on the next album, because I heard that some people are producing now. And I'm like, yo, I was like, and I heard some of the beats that they did. I'm like, yo, like King Rock's got some dope beats, bro. I don't know if you guys know.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's fucking, yeah, he's killing that shit.
Yeah.
And fucking, I think Lion Muhammad too. He's fucking got some beats that Dude. He's cooking up too. He's got some good ones. So, I only heard the minimal shit, but you know, shouts out to them. That's fucking dope.
They're hustling for sure.
So yeah.
How long? Like, what would you say, like, is, like, the oldest some of this music you just released is? Because it seemed like from the post, you said that this is kind of, like, the next chapter, like you said. Like, this is leaving it all. This is all it, you know, putting it out there. And almost so you can just, like, start anew. Like, get rid of all the old sketchbook or old, like notebooks, you know what I mean? So yeah. How long of a process has this album been?
Dang. Can I look at the track list?
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like...
I was so hyped for it to be a full LP.
I wanted it to be longer, but there were just some like tracks that I just couldn't get in time, and like I really wanted to drop it, and I was like, fuck, like I wanted it to be like 20 something like songs,
really,
because I have like 30 something 40, like I don't know how many songs I have, like probably more than that, but like just waiting to like to just be dropped, and I was like, like what do I do here? And fucking when I was distributing this, they almost didn't let me write LP on the thing.
Really?
You know, for the album, yeah, they were saying something about they don't allow that term anymore, so I had to make a lowercase p, but it worked out. I don't know what the fuck, I don't know.
Did
I
you tried know
like
you were
seven
call
times to submit that shit. It was so fucking difficult, man. I don't know why. Just getting all that shit right and like everything had to be precise, and I don't know. I just wanted to get that shit up. I was excited. But how far back? I would say like Legacy I wrote pretty far back. Legacy I wrote in like 2017, and same with like Tonight and Promises, that was 2018. With Time, that was probably 2018.
Did you know you were gonna call it IDLP?
No.
That was like a last minute decision?
This album's gone through like so many different name changes, bro. It's kind of crazy. It was originally supposed to be Thanks for the Advice, and it was gonna be a mixtape, and I was just gonna drop it like SoundCloud, like maybe Dadpiff, like fuck it. And then I started getting like, you know, getting beats, and I'm like, okay, I can monetize this, like I can drop it like on streaming platforms, like cool, like getting songs here and there. And then it was gonna be Lost and Found, and I had like an album cover made, I had like a music video shot and like ready to go for like some promo and shit, and then I had a falling out with like the person that was filming it. It was just like a big misunderstanding and like shouldn't have even been a thing, but still hasn't even, like, I don't know, like, you know, I paid for the shit and like never got it.
Damn.
Pretty much, like, it was pretty much like a ghost type of situation.
Yeah,
so I don't know what happened with that, but anyway, so it was gonna be Lost and Found, because, you know, Love Lost, Love Found. It was gonna be like a love, like R&B type of album, because there's like a lot of love songs and like love lost songs and love gained songs on there and shit like that. So it was gonna be kind of like that. And then I was like, you know what, IDLP, because this is who I am. Like, it's like, it's me. It's ID. Like, you know. And I just felt like it was like a transition. You know, instead of ideal minded. Like, I mean, even though I'm always like gonna be ideal minded everywhere that you find me, you know, but just like me personally, I'm ID, you know what I mean? Ideal mind, it's more of like a group mindset, I guess, you know what I mean? Like positive thinking, forward thinking, like acceptance of whoever, you know, and just like free minded thinking people, you know, free thinking people. So
that's dope. I like that.
So it's kind of like a collective thing. It's not like, I don't know. At first I was worried. I was like, shit, should I be ideal money? I don't want to sound like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, not like weird, like, I don't know, like narcissistic or some shit. But I was like, it's like about a group. Like, and I feel like people really just, they get it. People get it.
Yeah.
Cause I'm not like, I'm not trying to be like, you know, I'm not trying to be like that. Yeah, so yeah. I feel like everybody, you know, can feel the vibe of through the music. So, you know, it is what it is. So IDLP, it fucking landed on that. I was like, all right, I got time. It's something that I might make a second one to, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So
what's the difference between LP and EP?
LP is like a more lengthy playlist, like, okay. You know, like EP is like extended playlist, which is like 6 to like 10 songs, you know what I mean? And LP is going to be double that at least. Word. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was cool to see.
I think, what was it? Like, over, it's got to be over like 40 minutes or like over a certain amount of minutes worth of time or some shit. I don't know. It was like almost an hour. Something like that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. I was just going to say, I was stoked to see like a more full body of work, especially from someone like you, because you see a lot of the singles and,
appreciate,
you know, little 3-5 song EPs, which are dope, you know, like all music. I love seeing people hustling and putting their stuff out, and that's the strategy sometimes, is just doing singles.
That's,
like, I could see
the strategy
behind that. But it's like, me at least, I enjoy seeing like a more full body of work with lots of different types of like sounds, you know, like it was cool. I wasn't expecting to hear some of the like R&B vibes and like jazzy, like chill hop kind of vibes in the album. And some of the features too, like I told you with the Lutes song, obviously I'm biased because I fucking love Lutes,
but, yeah,
like,
dude,
but you both have that style that I appreciate in hip hop where it's like, almost like firing a gun, dude. Like some of the raps are like, it can go from like do 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 rhyme scheme like that, and then da 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 da, and it's like literally like a gun firing, and it's like that on top of like with the juxtaposition of like the like catchy hooks, you know what I'm saying? The, like sing songy hooks and whatnot. I didn't know you could sing like that, bro.
Oh, I appreciate that, bro. Yeah, bro. I going back to the gun thing is like, that's exactly it, man. I love that shit, and that's why everybody's like, you know all the tags and the ad-libs that people are putting in now, like the
brah! Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That shit, like, and people are naming themselves, like, people name themselves after guns. That's exactly what it's for, because that shit is like, people are snapping, like, you just busting it, and it feels like that, you know what I mean? You feel like a cannon sometimes, bro. It's fucking cool.
Yeah, like, I hear Luke's talk about it. He talks about certain like syllables in sequence that he's like, bro, it's so fun to spit that.
If you can hit the right cadence sequence and like have it just flow off the tongue, sometimes you gotta change words like at and the and like to like something else. Like it's that small where it would be like fuck up your whole flow and like you're just, everything will just crumble down. Oh, and then you switch that one little like preposition or some shit and then you're like, oh, okay. So much easier, and then you can just flow it out. It's fucking crazy, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much. It's like playing Sudoku or like, you know, like a mind game for like people that like to play crossword puzzles and shit. Like that's how I see it. Like,
yeah, and I bet as you're writing, like as you like get the bars like forming and whatever, and like the skeleton, it starts to like form together. And once you get the last couple of tweaks, you're like, there it is, and then you can wrap it just without taking a breath.
It's fun, man. That's all I know is like, you know. So I don't even remember half the shit that I write, but like I know that's fun, you know, while you're writing it, like you just kind of get like in that flow, that like state of like consciousness where you're just like, you know, in it, you're focused, you're zoned in. So it's fun, bro. And then the R&B shit, like I've been trying to get on that for a little bit, but just always been kind of timid about it. Cause I'm like, eh, you know, I don't really know if I want to do it or not. Everybody says they can sing and shit. And like, I'm not trying to be like that. I'm just trying to do like my own thing. So I was waiting for me to be like, you know, figure out like a hook or something that just came out naturally. Like, you know what I mean? Not force it. So like, I don't know. It's just a matter of time. But I feel like there's going to be a lot more that style.
Yeah.
To come. Like a lot more singing and like a lot more shit like that.
From you?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
For sure.
What is your writing process? Like when you write some of your verses, how do you usually go about it from start?
It's different. I'm not going to lie. Every time. Most of the time I get inspired in the fucking car. You know? Because that's the only time that I have to myself. And that's the only time where I can have, like, nothing but me and music. So I'll just, like, pick some beats. Get a little playlist going. Like, I usually have, like, YouTube playlists or, like, you know. I don't know. People use BeatStart. Nate Parsecs, or No Paraso is what he's going by now, but Nathan put me on to like BeatStars kind of thing. I mean, I've been using it forever, but like there's like a little app now, and when you do the app, you can write lyrics and it saves it to the beat that you're gonna get. So what? Like, so if I like feeling a beat, like I'll just write like a quick like notes or whatever, maybe in there, and then like get the idea down, and if I want to buy it, then I'll just like keep writing to it, you know. But it just happens differently. Sometimes it's like that. It's really ultimately starts with a beat, bro. Like if I hear a beat that moves me, or like I always used to get this chill down the back of my neck, bro. And like every time I felt that like tingle, I'd be like, ooh, that's the one right there. Like, and that's how I picked all my beats for a while. So, that's kind of how I do it. I just like, you know, whatever sounds fucking good, whatever moves me, makes me feel something, I'm like, yeah, like that would be an epic ass fucking beat. Like I can already hear the song. I don't even know what the lyrics are, but I know, like, you know, and then I'll just start kind of like flow styling, like flow freestyling. Like it might not even be words, but it'll just like come up with a flow or like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Something like that. And then like just start writing. And that's it. But you know, it's not like, I don't know. It's not like I have like an arsenal of like, I can't put lyrics to like different beats. Like if I write something, I have notebooks, like, hey, do I have notebooks? I got a closed drawer of shelves like full of notebooks, and like that shit, I can't even use it because I didn't write it to something, or like I wrote it to something old and like it's gone, and like I'm just like, that's just there for sentimental like memory and like whatever. I can't do it. I have to write to the beat like fresh, like mm-hmm. I don't know, it's weird.
Or I wonder, like, with how memory works, I wonder sometimes if by writing all that stuff down, like if you come up with like some, not to a beat or anything, but some sort of one-liner or like set of bars that are like a clever play on words or something, writing it down, and even if you never ever look at that again, just the fact that you thought of it and then wrote it down on paper, whenever you're writing in the future, you might come up with like, oh, that double entendre, you know, not necessarily that's even consciously recalling it.
Absolutely, just, bro. I agree with you 100%. That's a great point. That does happen, for sure. Now that I think
about
it.
That'd be crazy to look back in an old notebook and you're like, that's from the verse I just wrote.
Dude, legit, because I remember, like, sometimes if it's catchy, like, it sticks in your head, you know? Mm-hmm. You gotta get it down somewhere. So if I write it, you know, that's definitely happened before. Like, I couldn't think of anything specific, but yeah, that's definitely, yeah.
Hell yeah. Cool. And I appreciate the bigger body of work too, just for me personally, because I'm the kind of person that I do really like looking at the writing aspect and like, you know, the double meanings and stuff that you don't catch first off. And I love listening to Lutz for that reason. And you and him have like similar writing to where like, not only does it hit like, as far as the ear goes, you know, like you like how the rap sounds, but like the more you listen to it, the more times you listen through the verses and stuff, you like pick up on more little tidbits, and it's like a little adventure, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I try my best to do some wordplay. I'm really big on wordplay. I'm not maybe classic with my style of like punchlines necessarily, but I'm definitely a wordplay person. Like mm-hmm. you'll have to listen a couple of times, like you were saying, like to catch some of the shit. Like sometimes I'll listen, I'm like, damn, I'm like, when the fuck did I, you know what I mean, when did I say that, when did I write that? Like, shit's crazy.
Does it ever like mean? Does it ever have multiple meanings without you even intending it
sometimes, to? Sometimes I'll do two, and it's like three or four, and I'm like, and I'll listen later. I'm like, yo, it can mean this or it can mean that, or somebody will come up and be like, yo, that line that you said, like, oh, how it meant, you know, I felt like it meant like this, and I'm like, yo, I didn't even think about that. You know what I mean? So you know, inspiration all the time, and like definitely you come back to lines. Like sometimes I'll write a line, it just sounds really good, and I know like, I gotta write it, and then, you know, yeah, like what you said, you come back, you listen, it's like fucking crazy. But not to say like that, you know, but I think that I do a pretty good job with some of these, like trying to think about like some lines, like I don't know, like with Legacy.
The verse from Legacy is one of the ones you used in the freestyle, right? Did you touch it?
I don't think so.
I thought there was something I recognized from the one that you and Lutz did.
Maybe I wish I.
There was like a certain set of something that I heard that I was like, I've heard this before.
Really?
I think so.
Huh.
But that was another thing I was going to say is, do you have any sort of history with like memorizing lines or anything like that? Like, did you do any like drama or anything like that?
I did one play in like middle school, bro. Like, but it wasn't a lot of lines or anything like that. And then I did chorus, but it was mainly from listening to songs that I loved and like just rapping the fuck out of it. Like I remember even being in like elementary school and be like, yo, check this out, like my little brothers or like, you know what I mean, like family members and shit. And I would just like rap a song, like, you know, turn the song on, rap with it. And like, I don't know, I remember specifically like Place for My Head, Linkin Park. Like I was like, damn. Guy was like, I watch how the moon sits in the sky in a dark night, shining with the light from the sun. Like, oh man, that shit was crazy. But I don't know, I just feel like it was that, it was all that. And you know, I just started memorizing it from there. But it gets easy. Like I feel like you write so much, like the way I write is I'll write a line, I'll write the next line, and then I'll go over the first two lines to get me hyped for the next one.
Yeah.
So it's just like a math, you know what I mean? It's just like keeps adding on top of each other. So by the time I finish the song writing it, I have a pretty good idea of at least the first verse, definitely the hook. And then by the time I'm done recording it, it's like pretty much in my head. Like it's just kind of quiet, like, and it's just like I know the song now. You know, like right as you're done recording it, it's so weird. But
yeah, because I've noticed the performances I've seen of yours and the freestyle you did with us, like it, I can only imagine how difficult it is to like get up on stage and like be looking at a bunch of people or whatever and like have your voice projected everywhere and be able to recite a rap like perfectly, you know what I mean?
It gets tough sometimes. Sometimes the feedback's weird, sometimes like you hear an echo in yourself or like you think that, you know, but you just kind of go with it. I mean, as long as I can hear like a snare and a fucking kick drum, like I'm straight. As long as I can hear the tempo, I'll be all right. Hell for yeah. Sure. But it's fun.
Are you still freestyling often?
Freestyle,
like, or like bored, or
I freestyle by myself, you know. Like yeah. I used to have like a group of homies, there'd be like 8-9 of us that would just like freestyle, and like we'd all meet up in like somebody's like garage or like somebody's front porch, we'd be smoking like freestyling, like that was every night for like a while. But that was like 2011 2012, you know. Times have changed, and I'm definitely like freestyling by myself in the car, but mm-hmm. you know, not as like, you know, not as much as I'd like, but it's, you know, it's always going on in my head, always lines, like, you know, I'll think of a line randomly, I open my notes real quick, you know. It's hard because I delivery drive now, you know what I'm saying? Gotta wait till a red light or a park or some shit. Like, yeah. Sometimes it's that like short of a time and you forget the fucking line for like for a while.
Yeah, dude.
So it's tough, but it's fun, man.
Are you able to bump music the whole time you're driving?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have like one rider that rides with me. And yeah, it's pretty chill. Like, I mean, you know, like I pretty much listen to radio. It's a pretty good middle ground, I guess. But, you know, I can throw my phone on, you know. Sometimes I bring headphones, so it's straight.
Put on your LP and see what he says.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, just don't play it. He
exactly. I'm pretty excited about this one. I'm trying to get bigger promotion, but, you know, there's so many people, like, I don't fuck with the Instagram promotion. Like, there's so many people on Instagram that are like, yo, like, put your shit on my playlist and blah, 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 like, this and this promotion, but it's like, nah, that's not really the way I want to. Yeah. Want to do it. I haven't been focused on promotion as much as I am now. I feel like I have like an arsenal now, so like I can kind of like pick some songs and be like, yo, put this on the radio. Like song I put out that I wanted to put on here, but I put a Bob Marley quote in the beginning of it, and they were like, nah, you can't put that up. I didn't get the rights for Bob Marley.
Dang.
It was like an interview or something like that.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I don't know how they caught that, but they didn't catch Nina Simone, which is this other quote that I put at the end of it. They didn't say anything about that one. But they said something about the Bob Marley one, because, you know, everybody knows Bob Marley. But for Too Many Tears, like, I wanted to put that one on, and I couldn't put that on. But I was going to say something about that. I totally lost my train of thought, bro. No idea what the fuck I was about to say with that. Yeah, but I was going to put that one out, and couldn't put that on the album. And, yeah, I don't know.
Are all those features local?
No. I got...
There were some singers on there that I'm like, who is this?
Yeah, Ray Morato was on there. She's from Fort Lauderdale. Oh. So she's a talented singer, man. So she... I don't remember her handle right now. But Ray Morato, good singer. And then I had my sister, Sarah Davenport. So she's kind of like living in Rhode Island right now. And she was in like Louisiana before. She's majoring in anthropology, and she's getting her doctorate right now. So she's like all over the fucking place.
Dang.
And she's helping like start up like food forests and shit like that.
Sick.
And you know, just natural like like self-sustaining like kind of gardens and stuff like that, and helping open like homeless shelters and shit. And she's doing a lot of big shit. So I was so like lucky that she, you know, had the time to like come and record. Cause like she's got an amazing voice and she's been singing for a while. So I just pretty much was like, yo, I got this song. Like, you know what I mean? I pretty much come to her. I'm like, yo, you want to sing this? Like, I got this hook. I would love to sing it, but I don't have as good a voice as you. So, you know, like hop on the song. So, Sarah Davenport is my sister. And then Ray, those are the two singers on there. I'm looking for other, singers to collaborate with too. And there are a lot of talented people down here. So like, you know, I can only go up from here, but yeah, Sarah's fucking talented, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So I like to ask this, even though it's a difficult question to answer most of the time, if everything continues as you want it to for the next 5 years, what would that 5 years from now look like? Like, if the goals that you have in your mind were fulfilled, what will your life look like in 5 years?
I would definitely say I'm going to have a better setup in my house. definitely want to get, like, an instrument down pat, you know, just to add that to the fire. Because, like, I fuck around with guitar a little bit, but, like, it's not like that. Everybody says they want to do some shit, but, like, I don't know. So I want to learn an instrument, you know. I want to have like a better home setup, which is gonna happen. I'm gonna be living in the mountains, like I told y'all. I'm gonna be in Colorado, and basically like making like steady income from this shit. Like that's my plan. Like this and a couple other things that I got working too, like in the pipeline. So, but yeah, I just want to make a little bit of a living, do a couple of tours, maybe like not like big tours, but like, you know, a couple of tours around the state, and then like, you know, maybe venture out west.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to some venues and shit. It sounds like a lot, but I mean, I don't think it's too hard to ask, you know. But that's what I want to do. Like, yeah, pretty much just make a living off of this. Like, that would be great, you know.
Hell yeah, man.
Who doesn't want to do that? It's baby steps, you know.
Mm-hmm. And thinking about where your life was at 5 years ago and where you're at now, like,
dude, leaps and bounds, man. Like, you know, I didn't think that I was gonna be. Cause like, thankfully, like, you know, before COVID, I was going to have a steady, like doing shows and things like that. So like being involved in the community kind of thing. And, that just kind of slowed up everything. But I think now that, everything's settled in, I'm going to get right back on track with like putting out more shit and putting on more shows. And I've been talking to the right people. So I think a lot more people are going to hear my shit within the next 5 years too. Like definitely going to be something coming up. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just with the connections that I made and shit. So, I'm happy about it. I'm hoping. You know what I mean? Like, one can only hope, you know, because who knows? Like, tomorrow's not even promised. So, but hey, you know.
Yes, sir. Got a daily reevaluation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Daily reevaluation, checking yourself, just making sure you're doing the right shit. And 5 years from now, it'll all happen.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we've been bringing up is we talk about winning streak. Like, we always talk about this winning streak that we're on.
Fuck yeah.
And it's like we've been talking about how life is full of like the ups and downs and shit. And is there anything that you have had to go through, like, not necessarily like a single moment, but like if there is a moment that you can think of where like shit was tough, you know what I mean? And you had to like use whatever happened to you as a lesson to like keep you moving forward. Are there any like big lessons that you've had to learn over these last years?
My whole life is a fucking lesson, bro. But I mean, specifically, I mean, do you want me to get into like detail about it, or like, I mean, I don't
anything
know
anything
like,
you'd want to describe?
I was fucking homeless for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. I just like, I don't know, I didn't have any place to go at the time. I've been homeless multiple times, actually. I just remember that. Because one time I just had some crazy shit go down. You guys ever heard of fucking bed bugs? You guys know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
We had this these neighbors that were next door, like, move out, and like they had some shit and it moved into our place, and like it was when I was living with my family at the time. We had to throw everything out, bro. And we were like, we were homeless for like for a little while, like half a year. Thankfully, it was only half a year, but like, dang. I mean, like, you know, just trying to get like everything in order so my moms could get like a house back and we could get like furniture and like, you know, shit like that. So like that was definitely a time, because I remember being at fucking the Spinnaker for a little bit, and like there's just like this motel or whatever, and I was writing, and my homie would always like pull up, and like we would just like freestyle and like write and shit, and like it was just keeping me busy, you know what I'm saying? Damn. Like keeping me like, I don't know, sane. And then like another time too, like, man, shout out to Lutz too, because Lutz helped me out, bro, because I was like, I was homeless another time trying to find a place, because I just like moved here and like I couldn't really like get a place yet, like didn't have a job or anything. So Lutz hooked me up with like the Whole Foods gig and shit, and I was like in my car for like a little bit when I first moved back down. So that was dope too. I mean, like, you know, just that, and like having to be like a father figure for like siblings and shit, you know, grew up in a single parent household and shit. So it was a lot of like having to be like responsible when you didn't want to, or like, yeah, you know, I want to fuck off, be a kid, but you can't, 'cause I got to go like drive kids here, or like do shit, which I'm not complaining or anything. You know what I mean? Those are my, it's my fam. Like, yeah, I would do anything. I would die for those motherfuckers, you know. Like,
but that's
those
are real, my, though. That's real.
So
I'm gonna do that.
Like, just stuff like that. Like, when I rap about it, is like my real life. Like, I can't, like, I can't really cap in my rap. Like, I can't lie and say like I'm like shooting guns or like I'm a gangster or some shit. Like, 'cause I don't do that shit. Like, I'm a fucking normal human being. Like, I go through emotions just like everybody else, and like, that's what I want to portray, is like, I want to relate to people on like a level where it's like, yo, we all struggle through the same thing every day. Human beings go through the same emotion, and it's like, you know, to be able to relate to that is like, you know, feeling like you're not alone, like less isolated. Like, that's what I want. Like, that's what I want people to feel like, not alone. So like definitely being like stuck in your car, or like definitely being like stuck, not knowing what you're going to do, or like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like a reminder. It's like, damn, like life can change in like an instant, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
appreciate what you have, and like, I don't know, like find that one thing, like, you know, if you don't have faith, like, you know, find your one thing like that you really love doing, or find your inspiration out of something, because there's inspiration to be found in like literally anything, man. Like, you could just, you know, have a good day fucking looking at fucking blades of grass, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know. I would say that definitely shaped me, influenced me, just like being here. And like, because I mean, it's kind of like you get a weird stereotype growing up in Naples, because, you know, everybody comes from money down there. So it's like, but I did not. So it's just like weird growing up with people. I went to a private school too, which thank God I had a scholarship. So it was like, you know what I mean? I had a ride. That was dope. But fucking, yeah, like just growing up next to that, and then like, kids' parents being like, oh yeah, no, like you can't go over to Isaiah's house because, you know, like he lives in a bad neighborhood or some shit like that. It was just like weird, because I'm like, what? I don't understand, like, you know. So you definitely get like a taste of both worlds, like, you know, you go to a birthday party and like you're all of a sudden in this like crazy other like universe, and then, you know, you go back to your house and you're there, and it's like, why can't we like chill like here? Like, I don't care where we are, like, you know what I mean? Well, I would just like chill with my friends, but it wasn't like that. Like, we graduate, and then, you know, all the friends that I had are like nowhere to be found. So it's like, it's just weird, bro. Like, classism is a thing.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I don't know. It was just bizarre growing up in this town. That's why I say I have a love-hate relationship for Naples, because it's just like, it's just weird, man. There's a lot of mix of people down here, and then there's also like the people that run it are this very specific type of person. So I don't know. It's restricted for sure.
But dang, dude. Thanks for sharing that, bro. That's real. Yeah, that's real. That's exactly what I'm talking about, too. Because, like, that kind of stuff, like, grounds you and makes you realize, like, yeah, it can change in an instant. And, sure, like, even if you only have five things, you have five things, you know, because you could have zero things. You got anything else you want to touch on, Danny, before we wrap it up?
Have you seen Soul? You watched the movie Soul?
Soul Plane.
It's a new movie.
So nice.
Is it a Disney movie?
Oh, that movie, bro. That looked pretty good,
it's
man.
It's fire.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good.
I'm going to have to check it out. I'm about those type of animated movies. Yeah. We just watched, I think, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs or some shit.
Yes. But you seen Coco?
But, No, I haven't.
Coco's another one that's like sick, dude. Such a good Disney movie.
They have a lot of good like life lessons and like you know, a lot of feel good moments. So that, it's chilling, you know. Yeah. It's a nice break from all the fucking, you know, sex and drugs and shit you see on every other TV show. So fuck it, you know what I mean? Yeah. Get a little mix of everything. I listen to a lot of music. Love watching movies, so I hear y'all. I'm gonna have to check out Soul for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Definitely. That's dope.
Straight up. Where can they find you at? You can look at this camera and plug anything you want to plug.
Everywhere. At Ideal Minded, IDEALMINDED on everything. I don't think it's different anywhere else. You can just look up Ideal Minded. Pretty sure I got the little Google thing too. You can type it in Google and it'll find videos and blogs and shit like that.
Sir, so, stream the IDLP everywhere. Now.
Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Deezer, you got it. Like everything, bro. It's not on SoundCloud yet, but it will be.
So, props, dude. Yeah. Props for that. For real. Yeah, like, I've been enjoying listening to it for real, and I feel I'm going to continue enjoying listening to it.
Thank you, bro. This is like one of the first ones that I've been like, yo, steady, leaving it on repeat. I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I want to listen to my fucking album, bro. Yeah, it's dope.
So it's all about. Where can they find us at, Danny?
We on the way.
Hell yeah.
Go ahead.
You can find us at City of Palms Podcast. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, watch us on YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Run that up.
And we did a freestyle with this man, too.
Are we at least close to 1,000?
No, dude. We're only at like 200. And what are y'all doing, for real?
Run it up.
Because we've got freestyles, we've got the interviews, we've got the highlight clips. YouTube is the place to be.
You guys are awesome.
Real.
Fuck yeah.
Hit the subscribe button. We're going to keep it coming, no matter who is here. You heard it here first.
Yep.
All right, hit him with that outro, Soren.
Yeah.